Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper for God and country. I want to send you a copy. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. I believe we have a powerful weapon for righteousness at our disposal, prayer. Let's put God in control. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. 888-439-3509.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The Bible tells us this. It says to agree quickly with your adversary. I used to wonder, what does that mean? Lord, I don't mean, you know, compromise and give up. He says, no. Agree with your adversary, the devil. What does he mean by that? Agree with him. When the devil comes to you and says, you weren't kind enough to your wife yesterday. I'm just using this example now. Don't nobody look at me. Oh, I see he over there. When you weren't kind enough, and you stand in your self-righteousness, and you try to resist that, guess what? The devil got you. When he comes and accuses you of that, the Lord says, agree with him. Say, you know what? In myself, I don't know that I was, but I might have been. But I'm not standing in my righteousness. So, devil, you can accuse me here all you want. I agree with you. I don't size up. I agree with you. I don't have enough faith. I agree with you. I'm not all that. But see, I'm not standing with the fig leaves on. I gave them fig leaves up a long time ago. I got somebody that's fighting for me in the courtroom. So see, instead of trying to fight the devil there, some of us need to know how to yield and say, you know what? I'm not putting any trust in my flesh. You might be right, Mr. Devil. Because see, when you go to resisting and trying to fight and say, you know, no, the devil is a lie. You know, I know she might have mistreated me. That's why. See how some of y'all do? No. The reason why. He got you then. It's over. It's over right there. Well, if they hadn't have done this. Sometimes you don't overcome evil with good, and then the devil comes to you, and in yourself, you say, huh, they shouldn't have did that. If they hadn't done that, I wouldn't have had to have done that. And you think you're walking justified. There's a trap up the road for you. That's why the Lord said, agree with your adversary quickly. You know like I know. When he comes to accuse you, there's some truth sprinkled in it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to accuse you. Don't shout me down. Now, it's true. There's something in there that, see, but when you go to resist it in your flesh, he got you. But thank God for our advocate, our attorney, our redeemer. Huh? Thank God for Jesus. Because it's in him we are justified. Find your evidence. You know, I've used this example before. Now, faith with your work. When you're going on a trip and you need to rent a vehicle, it's good, especially if there's a big event going on in that particular city, it's good to reserve it in advance. Otherwise, you get there, you may not get a car. You may not get the one you want, or you may not get a car at all. But what they have, you can even go on a computer and do it, what they have are confirmation numbers. When you reserve it, they give you a confirmation number. So that if your trip is a month away, on that particular day, when you get to your location because of the confirmation number, you're expecting a car to be waiting for you. Is that right? Well, see, faith operates like that. But you can be expecting a car to be there all you want, but if you don't reserve it, it might not be there. Do you understand? But when you have a confirmation number, it's an assurance. Okay, your trip is next month. You reserved it. There's a confirmation number. The confirmation number is an assurance of something you haven't seen. You got the number. So you have an assurance. And now you get there and they made a mistake. They got to do something. Y'all got to give me something. Yeah, I've had things like that happen before. And you know what? They have to, like, on flight sometimes. I forget what it was. I had to come back here on a Spanish airline. I forget the name of it. First time I'd ever flown it. And because I had to change, I was going one way. I had to change and come back to the States. They had to bump me up to first class. They didn't have any available seats. You know what I mean? But my ticket, I had already paid for my ticket, and they knew for the situation I had, they had to do something. So I was bumped up to first class, all the way back from Madrid. Sitting in the first class cabin, having paid coach fare. But see, with God on our side, God being a just God, and then Jesus, our attorney. How many know it's time now to move forward? It's time to increase. It's time to break through into some great. But see, it won't come just by your receiving. Now, understand me here. It won't come just by your receiving mercy. When we need mercy, mercy is available. But there ought to come a time where God doesn't have to give you mercy. Well, you're not just, you know, you understand what I mean now. We are always under his mercy. But, I mean, you know, because you'd have messed up again the 27th time and keep on messing up. And God continues to give you mercy, but you ain't going nowhere. You are shortchanging your destiny. You're not moving forward. You're not advancing. You're just kind of abiding time. See, there ought to come a time, but see, it won't come through just receiving mercy. God will give that to you. Yes, he will. He's merciful. His mercy endureth forever. But there come a time where we ought to grow up and take responsibility on ourselves for what God wants to do with our life and through our life, and not just be one in there, one just hanging in there, you know, a child. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. Huh? I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. It comes a time for you to put away the childish things. God has need of you. There's a battle that's going on. There's a war to be won. There's an enemy out there. There are souls to be saved. And God needs to use you. But you got to have some evidence. You got to have some evidence in that courtroom, because the enemy is an accuser. He will accuse you, constantly accuse you of little things. And see, if you allow him to, you will allow condemnation. See, even as strong as this is right now, don't allow yourself to be condemned, because there is no condemnation. See only to the little ones. You have to every now and then to pick them up and affirm them and say, you know I love you, right? You know I love you, right?
Yeah.
And now they're all right. But see, to the soldier, they thrive on things like this. Amen. You know, to a true soldier, They love battle because they were made for battle. They are equipped for battle. Something happens on the inside of them when a battle starts. Hello? And that's what we are deployed to do. We are kingdom ambassadors, but we are warriors, led by a king who is a warrior, a Lion of Judah, leading us in the battle. King of kings. He's the captain of the hosts. That means war. That means battle arrayment, battle armaments. Not to run and hide. Find your evidence. Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, verse 2 says, "For by it the elders obtained a good report through faith." Think about that a moment. Through faith. The word goes on to say, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. It's through faith. Some things you are not going to understand unless you first believe. It's like a sinner standing outside wondering what's going on in here. Why do people act like that? Why do people stay in church? Why do people go to church in the first place? Why? They don't understand because they've not exercised faith. But when you exercise faith, it's through faith you begin to understand. God begins to give you understanding, because to the carnal, fleshly, natural reasoning mind, it's foolishness. It is. It's foolishness. The carnal mind cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Now, what our attorney needs is for you, let me say it this way, I'm just having fun with this, is for you to be a detective. You know, when somebody is suspicious about something, you know, they even got a program on television with restaurants when they feel like somebody's not doing right and they got somebody going there where they set up the cameras and, you know, they do all the surveillance and they watch people when they don't think they're being watched. And what is it? They gather evidence. They hear how people are talking to the customers. That they see people taking money out the register. They see people, you know, taking bags of groceries out the back door. And when you confront them, they act like they don't know what's going on. How dare you? Okay, come with me. I've been doing some detective work, and I got evidence.
We are continuing in part 3 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message, Heaven's Courtroom. As followers of Christ, what our attorney needs is for us to be good detectives, searching the Word of God for the same types of evidence a natural courtroom would need to convict. Supply evidence of what God has stated in His Word, along with His fingerprints, DNA, and eyewitness testimony that places us in a proper walk with Him. Remember, we are not flesh that took on the Spirit, but the Spirit that took on flesh. God brought us out so that He could take us in. Make sure you have the right kind of currency to access all of what God has for you. Search for places where you may need to make an exchange from a useless currency that has no value in heaven's courtroom to the currency of the kingdom, which is faith that operates through love. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.